Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Best. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and RightFromTheHeart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. We will start with, I'll let you know this first. There are a couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. But we'll start with Mike, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Man, Poppy had me laughing hard, bro. Good God almighty. But the question for both of y'all. All right. Most iconic movie things like Rocky, Halloween, Jaws, that type of thing. Which one is you think the most iconic? And I was gifted an expensive bottle of Johnny Walker Blue Label.
Never had it.
Don't know what to mix with it. Don't know how to go about it. So you guys tell me what you think, and I'm gonna hang up and listen.
Thank you, Mike.
Drink it straight, Mike.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, don't mix.
Yeah, drink
maybe
it straight.
An ice cube if you want.
Drink it straight. Drink it straight,
nothing.
Mike. Iconic. I mean, Rocky's definitely up there.
Star Wars is incredible. Indiana Jones was great. Didn't like the same guy do a lot of those?
John Williams
did a lot of
Jaws. I was going to mention Jaws is up there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, they're all, I don't know, they're all great. Is that something that happens still? Like, you guys, I don't as much, but you guys watch, like, all the new superhero movies and stuff like that. Do they have music that's recognizable, or is it just different from movie to movie, or what? Like, the Game of Thrones theme song people know that plays at the beginning of that show, and that's pretty good. But, like, do these new movies tend to have scores like that, or is that not really something that happens anymore?
Oh, I thought y'all would say something.
Nobody?
Most of the movies these days have actually.
I was like, I don't know.
I was talking to the movie and the comic book movie guys, people.
That's what I was like.
Most of them have soundtracks that are pretty recognizable, but they
every
don't have
every movie
scores.
Has a soundtrack. Okay, yeah. Got it.
But they'll have a bunch of songs on a soundtrack that you probably won't even hear in a movie. They just have songs that are just...
Yeah. Right. But then, like, do movies... Because remember, even sometimes movies would have songs that were associated with them, too. Like, they'd come out and they'd be in the movie.
Right.
Is that something that still happens?
The last one that I can think of that is very recognizable is the Avengers theme.
Okay.
That one plays on every Avengers movie anyway.
Same song?
How does it sound? Okay. What does it sound? Oh, I thought you were going to sing it. Okay. Can you go a cappella?
I don't think so.
No? All right. Joel is in Smyrna. Hey, Joel.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey. Hi, Joel.
Hey, Randy. I remember I called you back Friday and told what my wife and daughter did with my credit card.
Yeah, man. Yeah. $5,000.
Yes, well, that wasn't even the worst of it.
It's worse?
I'm sitting there at the house chilling on Saturday, and my wife brings me a six-pack of beer.
Great.
I was like, what the hell did you do? My daughter walked in with bags from Coach, Prada, Michael Kors, and Victoria's Secret.
What the hell, Victoria?
Like, I know your grandma bought you that. She's like, no, Daddy, you did.
Oh, hell no. See?
So, and she's like, well, Andy and Randy said I could.
Oh, shoot. That was my fault, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
My bad, Joel.
Joel, you got to take over your damn house, dog. All right, I can't be sitting there. Joel, listen to me.
All right,
hold on. No, I ain't going to get Joel put out of his damn house. Joel, you got to suck it up, dog.
Hopefully you got low interest rates, Joel.
Yeah, you
got
to suck it up, Joel. I'm about to get Joel put out. You suck it up, Joel. Damn, Michael Kors, Coach. All that?
I didn't think they'd really do that.
I didn't think they'd do that,
I meant
dog.
For like, you know, like a senior trip.
That's what
maybe
I thought.
Or something.
I think a senior trip.
I didn't mean
pictures.
Immediately go to the mall
oh
and max out the Chase Freedom.
Wow.
Like, what are we doing?
That's crazy.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Man. Victoria. I guess we got to be a little bit more careful with the advice.
Yeah, my bad. But I was about to get Joe really put out, but I was like, nah.
Victoria's Secret, I'd be pretty mad about, too.
What's that?
I don't know. My daughter. Come on.
Oh, yeah, dog. Yeah,
I'd be doing that.
Again. This is my tip to you, okay? I got today's 17-year-old daughter, uh-huh. And she's like, Daddy, I'm going to go to Victoria's Secret. First thing I said, for what? And that's how you be. I'm just telling you. That's how you say it. For what?
Yeah.
And she was like, they got this body spray that she likes. That's all I thought it was. And you know what, Andy? I don't care after that. All she said, Daddy, is for...
You believe that?
I have to.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Yes,
you
I have to.
You have to.
I have to believe.
You have to.
Victoria, we... See, and I found out the secret to everything. All right, the Victoria's Secret, fellas, we don't need to go no more.
No,
you don't gotta get your wife never Vicky Seek, dog. You go down to Target, get her one of the muumuus, the old grandma dress, give it to her. Cause I'm telling,
why?
How many? My great grandma had 9 children.
Yeah,
and she wore that. Mm-hmm. Couldn't keep pawpaw off of her. go get your wife one of the things, fellas.
You
go get your wife one.
I don't know. Again,
go get your wife one.
I'll be careful with some of the advice we're giving out. You can get one.
Go get.
You can get one. You can get. Joel's got $5,000 in credit card debt. You're about to get somebody else popped. What's that supposed to mean? You kidding me?
Hey man, pawpaw, mama, and great granny had 9 children. Right. Couldn't keep her hands off of him.
I would just say proceed with caution.
Couldn't keep your hands off
of him. If that's what you want to do, you go ahead.
Couldn't keep his hands off of him.
I thought you were going to say we don't need to go in there anymore because we just don't need to go in there
anymore. I'm still not going back in there until they get some brown bag or something.
Yeah, right. I don't need to be walking around with that pink frilly bag. Everybody's seeing it.
Yeah, I'm done.
Everything we do in life comes back to us, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
It sure does. I'm going to pay for it. All right. Mo is in Columbus. What's up, Mo?
Feeling good, feeling great. How are you? As Randy said the other day, man, I can't call in every day now. I'm a store manager. So
well done.
I get to listen to the show. Miss you guys.
Miss you.
Randy, really? Moomoos?
Hey, dog, I'm telling you, man. You're going to ask Big Mama how she kept Big Daddy and had 19 kids, all right?
Hey,
here's what you do. Give her the moo-moo and call her Big Mama. That's what you want to do. That's a really good move.
But think about it. When you're with your lady, like, the lingerie is for a special day. But that moo-moo is get it anytime. Hey, you know what? I don't even have a question, man. Okay. I just call and say hey to y'all today.
Oh, hey.
All right, Mo. Hey. Take care, Mo.
Hope the new promotion's going good.
Yeah, man.
He's a store manager now.
I know he is. Now he takes all the complaints.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah. I'm sure he takes all the complaints.
That's got to be the worst.
Yeah, dog.
All right. Because Bo's been there.
Yeah.
Bo's been there.
Sure have.
I saw they having a recall on Boar's Head in public.
I saw that.
I saw that. A recall.
Yeah, the lunch meat.
On the lunch meat.
Did he get E. coli like the French?
No, it's not E. coli, but something. Yeah. Something. Like that. Something you don't want.
Yeah. Like, I ain't got...
Not a French river, but it's...
Yeah, I love me some pub subs, but not enough to have the leaky guts.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait a minute until they give us the all clear on that one.
Not enough to have... I don't need my guts.
That's a tough one, too, because it's like, Boar's Head, they make...
Do you...
Everybody buys that
one. Do you have a preference? Like, when you go to get pub subs, they say Publix meat or Boar's Head? I say Publix meat.
Oh, I say Boar's Head.
Okay.
I'm bougie. I'm a bougie lunch meat
guy. I'm not a good meat difference.
Turns out I'm not either.
Like, ham is ham, turkey to me.
Yeah. I just like when you get it home and you have it at the house. Yeah. You ever have it at the house?
Yeah.
You guys have it? Like, if you open it up and it's slimy and it's the first time you open it up, I don't like it. Like, that's the cheaper stuff tends to be slimy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't like a slimy lunch meat. That's where my line is.
Have you tried your line right there?
Yeah. I don't like a
All right.
I like a clean lunch meat. D is in Douglasville. Hey, D.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, what up, D?
Hey, first of all, the moo-moo thing, I'm 34, and that thing still lights me up faster than a country boy with a lighter fluid.
There you go.
See that right now.
I'm telling you. The moo-moo, they hug the hips the right way.
Man, I'm telling you. But my question is for y'all, both of y'all, is what's the funniest moment you've ever had in a professional setting that was meant to be serious as could be?
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Every day.
Every damn day.
I don't know. I mean, I always say it. Randy doesn't think it's as funny as I do, but when you ask Marcus Mariota that question about the Ducks in Georgia, it tickles me to this day.
The company meeting with the the screenshot of with the pinpoint.
Yeah. When we had a PowerPoint presentation,
and somebody didn't close out all their tabs.
One of our coworkers
did not close out the tab.
Had the Pornhub app open.
Yes.
So you didn't see any porn, but you if you know.
It ain't nothing wrong with it.
You know what it is. You know what the pH is. Everybody knows what it is, right? We all know. And it like started circulating the meeting because at first nobody noticed because no one's half paying attention in those things.
Right.
But then somebody noticed and elbowed their neighbor, and then they elbowed their neighbor, and then everybody
look.
And then 2 minutes later, the whole place is chuckling. You gotta really like Pornhub to download the app.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm talking about you are a habitual.
Like, you're definitely a gold member, yes. Right? If you're just going to the browser, if you're just going .com, that's a once-in-a-while thing.
Hey, man.
You got the app. You're paying $9.99 a month for the premium stuff.
Make love to you, yourself. That's weird.
Hey, man.
Come on, man.
Treat yourself.
But there's nothing wrong with that. Hey, do what you do, man. They love yourself. You on there.
All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9
The Takeaways of the day, every day to wrap up the show.
Andy was a cautious kid, and J.B. Bunker was snagging tooth for half his life.
He was. Joey's out there killing it, man. Joey's doing great. Oh, speaking of that, we'll help people out with some New Balance stuff. My mom says Joe's New Balance outlet online. You could get some discount New Balances over there if your kids are also interested in wearing New Balances to school like Randy's.
Oh, was that your takeaway?
Yeah, I was just trying
to... I wonder if they got non-slips.
PSA.
Huh, sweet. Randy is not a good meat differentiator. And, no gold medal is worth swimming in French poop.
No, it's not.
If you're 19 and she calls you Poppy, that's big trouble.
Dude, she took all my
big
damn
trouble.
Money.
And yeah, draw your line at Slimy Lunch Meat.
That's where the line is. Can't go past it. All right, we're going to do Crosstalk. We're going to talk to Dukes and Bell next. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.